In partnership with the Newmarket Historical Society, Newmarket Today brings you a regular series of columns aimed at creating awareness about the rich history and heritage of our community. You can connect with the Historical Society at newmarkethistoricalsociety@outlook.com or newmarkethistoricalsociety.ca. 211 Main Street, Hungry Brew Hops. Many of you have frequented a familiar dining establishment on Main Street, Hungry Brew Hops, which opened its doors in the heart of Newmarket in February 2014. Have you ever wondered about the history of the building it resides in? In 1862, a devastating fire ravaged the east side of Main Street, stretching from Timothy to just beyond Botsford Streets. The blaze was so intense that it endangered buildings across the street and destroyed at least one-third of the town's businesses. As a result, a decision was made to ensure all future construction would be of brick. This policy allows us to date this building to approximately 1863. Danford Rock's first store was in this very building. He emigrated from England to Canada in the early 1870s, initially settling in Whitby before moving to Newmarket in 1876. There, he purchased the store and business of William McMaster. Roche revolutionized the local market by introducing the cash-only system, a sharp departure from the traditional practice of offering credit to customers. Many were skeptical that his approach would succeed, but Roche remained steadfast. With his commitment to everyday low prices, his business thrived. As his success grew, Roche expanded into the adjacent building, branding his store the Letting House. There, he offered the latest fashions and the most stylish merchandise outside of Toronto. Business was so successful that Roche expanded by opening a second store in Aurora and, in 1881, installed the first telephone line outside of Toronto to connect the two locations. He then opened a third store in Barrie, followed by a fourth in Toronto. However, the Toronto store proved to be a financial strain. In 1885, Roche was forced to sell his Newmarket business, which was then taken over by his longtime employee, Julius Mader. By the late 1880s, Roche had returned to his former store, now competing against Mader. Despite his return, the golden years of Rock's business had passed, and it slowly began to decline. Roche was a prominent Freemason, served as a town councillor for 2 years, and ran for mayor, though unsuccessfully. A committed conservative, he was the president of the North York Conservative Association and campaigned tirelessly for the party. For 30 years, Roche resided in the Cothra Building at the northwest corner of Main and Water Streets, where he continued to run a modest business, primarily focused on millinery, until his death in 1923. In 1926, J.L. Harrison opened a dry goods store in this building, which had previously housed Dunlop Clothiers. In 1932, the space was split between Herman Gilroy's menswear shop and John Giovanelli's shoe repair business. 4 years later, in 1936, the Bank of Toronto moved into the building. Founded by a group of Toronto grain merchants in 1855, the bank merged with the Dominion Bank on February 1, 1955. Forming the Toronto Dominion Bank. Over time, the building was renovated to give it a more distinguished, bank-like appearance. In a notable turn of events, newly elected Mayor James Otten and the Town Council approached the Toronto Dominion Bank on January 7, 1960, requesting a loan of $175,000 to cover a budget shortfall until property taxes for 1959. Totaling $926,301, were collected. The bank agreed to the terms, offering the loan at an annual interest rate of 5.5%. Rumor has it this building was the target of a notorious bank robbery plot by the Boyd Gang in the early 1950s. The Boyd Gang, led by former commando Edwin Alonzo Boyd, terrorized southern Ontario between 1950 and 1952. Robbing at least 11 banks and escaping from the Don jail twice. One hot summer day, talk spread through town that the police had received a tip about the gang planning to rob a bank on Main Street. An unmarked car was stationed across from the bank, with two plainclothes Toronto police officers inside. Word quickly spread among local teens, who rode their bikes up and down the sidewalk or gathered in Johnny's restaurant, located in the old Dominion Hotel building across the street, eagerly waiting for the action to unfold. However, nothing happened. As the bank closed for the day, the officers drove off, and the stakeout ended without incident. The Toronto Dominion Bank closed its doors in 1999. In 2001, the Forehan Group took over the space. The company was led by Bob Forehan's son, the former mayor of Newmarket and a local sports hero. The bank vault still exists in the restaurant to this day. The next time you dine at Hungry Brew Hops, take a moment to spot the bank vault door, a lasting reminder of the building's rich history.